Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
I don't care what anybody says, but I think we have a rockin' first lady. And people have been mocking her since they got into office about her healthy food and exercise efforts, her Let's Move initiative, which I think is absolutely fantastic. But recently, actually today, she took a swipe back at the critics of her healthy eating and exercise initiatives that she launched more than 6 years ago. What she said was, when folks mock our efforts, it's parents who need to be out there saying, excuse me, but our children's health isn't a joke. One third of kids being overweight or obese isn't funny. Kids being diagnosed with diabetes and high blood pressure at young ages is just not a laughing matter. This is a serious issue and we need to be doing something about it. Rock on, Mrs. Obama, because I think she is beautiful and smart and she picked a great initiative. We know there is a childhood epidemic of obesity going on. We are seeing diabetes type 2, which used to be called adult onset diabetes. It's not adult onset anymore. We're seeing children as young as 7 and 8 years old that are coming up with diabetes issues, and it's not juvenile diabetes type 1. It is type 2. It's from sedentary lifestyle and being obese. They have high blood pressure. They're even coming down with heart disease. This is unacceptable. And the fact is that anybody that makes fun of this, like I think a few years ago, certain politician went into schools with French fries, donuts, and hot dogs just to protest her healthy eating initiative. How disgusting is that? Really? I mean, to get our kids to eat healthy and then they see some politicians saying, you don't have to eat healthy, it's your own choice. Well, that is ridiculous. The children can't make that choice, yet they don't know any different. They don't know unless we teach them. We are responsible for our children. It's not a democracy in homes when it comes to food. It's a dictatorship. We buy the groceries. So if you want your children to eat healthy, make healthy choices for them. Give them that autonomy, because if you just hand them spinach all the time, yes, they're going to rebel back. But give them that autonomy. Give them a choice between a banana and an apple and maybe a graham cracker with peanut butter on it, okay? Give them a choice between some carrots with hummus and some celery with peanut butter or some yogurt with a little trail mix. Give them choices, but those are the choices they get. And then they get to pick their healthy foods. I know I sound like I'm ranting, but when I see that people are making fun of her for this initiative, it really is a passion of mine. And you know that we do a show here every week for years now for the American Academy of Pediatrics and for the American College of Sports Medicine, both gold standards in their field. And the fact is that they are confirming this childhood obesity epidemic. They have confirmed it. They talk about it. We have pediatricians. We have cardiologists. We have sports medicine physicians all talking about exercise and healthy eating for children to help get away from that. So if you're a parent out there and you hear somebody disparage the First Lady because of this initiative, stand up for your children. Say this is not funny. Say this is not something that's politicized. It is not supposed to be a partisan issue. It is not. This is a parent issue. It's our children. And we absolutely have to stand up for our children. And especially we have to stand up to them, for them, to people that would bring them donuts and French fries and hot dogs and say, here, you get to make your own choices. Don't let anybody tell you what to eat, because that is not anyone's job but a parent. And we are the ones who are allowed to offer our children healthy food, and we shouldn't be made fun of because that's what we choose to do. So if you hear somebody mocking her, stand up for your children. That's what it's about. This is Melanie Cole, and that was my rant. Stay well.